Shutting out your former team in a Game 7 at home to send your team to the Calder Cup Finals. Where does that rank in your career accomplishments?
That's right up there, Smitty. You can't, you know, you look at my whole career, I mean, this one, probably one of my most favorite wins ever, for sure. You know, after spending 5 years up there, made it extra special, and I love this team, too. We have such a great group of guys, and for us to come through and play the way we did tonight, it just feels incredible.
When Pecs finally got that power play goal, the monkey off the back for that unit, what did that do for you at the other end, knowing you had a lead, and what did it do for the whole psyche of the team? Because it felt like everything shifted as soon as that happened.
Yeah, we were talking before the game, like, let's get that first goal tonight. We knew how important that first goal was going to be, and for the power play to come through after, you know, having a tough series, you know, they answered the bell tonight. And so, you know, Pekka, as we all know, heck of a player, really, really good leader in the locker room for us too. And it was great to see him score that first goal.
Patrick?
Yeah, Charlie, congratulations. Kind of, can you take me through your leading up to tonight, when you got the word, and just kind of what those emotions were, knowing that you'd be starting this Game 7?
Yeah, I mean, Game 7 against my old team, I mean, you can't really write a better script than that. I mean, that's what I want, to be able to play against the old team and show them what I can do. And I love playing behind this team because we're a bunch of brothers in that locker room, and you know, we just have such a blast together. We have so much fun, and we compete hard, and you know, playing hockey games with this group, it's really a blast.
You're obviously one of the veteran presences here, Tommy Cross as well. What kind of captain is he? You know, we see him coming from the outside. He's very, very reserved, very kind of businesslike. But what is he like inside the room?
He's amazing. He's one of the best captains I've ever been around. Just, you know, really quality, real quality guy. You know, yeah, it doesn't say a whole lot, but when he speaks up, everyone listens. And he's a heck of a leader, heck of a defenseman. And, you know, I think Game 6 maybe probably wasn't one of his favorite games, but boy, he answered the bell again tonight, and you know, really stepped up for us. So Tommy Cross, he's our lead dog, and we follow his lead.
And just one more, you know, now you've been through a 7-game battle, kind of, you know, the ultimate playoff test you could go through at this point. What does that do for, especially some of the younger players now, having some of that playoff tested experience?
Yeah, I think it means a lot. I think, you know, when we won that Game 5 in Laval, I think we were all really excited. And then, you know, Game 6, they fought right back and punched us in the mouth. And you know, we had to answer the call tonight, and that's, you know, it was great seeing all 20 guys tonight step up, take that call and run with it. So, you know, it says a lot about our team. Again, I feel like every game we talk about this character on this team and the camaraderie we have. I mean, everyone just loves each other. That's what it's all about. It makes this, again, going to war with these guys, it makes it fun.
Can you just, what was that moment like as the team kind of rushed over to you as those final seconds ticked off, like the clock? Like, what was that moment when they all kind of rushed over to you to celebrate?
Yeah, those are the moments you dream about. I mean, that's, you know, playing the goaltending position, being able to win those big games. That's, you know, that's when hockey means the most. That's when it's most fun. I love when the pressure's on. And to see our group come rushing towards me means the world. So can't say enough about it.
And what was, you know, after you made some big saves in the first, and you've got the crowd very loud, like, what does that kind of do for you, like, on the ice, like, just motivation?
Yeah, Thunderdome, and we've been loving it all year. They get, you know, we got a really great fan base here. It's, you know, and, you know, we got a bunch of people that are probably been waiting for us to come out after the game here. And you know, I can't say enough good things about our fans. I've truly loved playing here this year. I can say it. Every single guy in that locker room has enjoyed this year playing in front of these fans, and they make it extra special.
Good. You guys can I just got one question. So, the turning point of the game, Nathan Todd gets that power play call. How much did that motivate you guys? Because it pretty much put an execution point on this game.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big goal because it was to make it 3-0. But, you know, still until that final buzzer goes off, you're not fully comfortable, just because, you know, give Laval credit. They work extremely hard. They got a lot of skilled guys over there. So, but yeah, I mean, Todd, he's a guy that he steps up when, you know, the game matters, and he's a heck of a hockey player. I think he's extremely underrated. He's got a heck of a shot. Probably one of the best goal scorers I've ever seen. So, yeah, it was a big goal for him, big goal for us, and obviously 3-0, we're feeling pretty good, but we know it's not over yet.
Thanks. Or do you have some, Brad?
Yeah, I just want to ask you, Charlie, the forechecking was excellent tonight. Could you talk about, like, Brady Lyle and, like, Steven Santini, like, at the point, keeping it in the offensive zone, maneuvering, pass work, outworking Laval, causing turnovers, getting some plays, pucks on net. That must have been really great confidence boost for the team and stuff in that turning point to really close out the series.
Yeah, I think, I can't say enough good things about the way the team played tonight. Really, our forwards and defensemen, they, again, you go down the whole lineup, every single guy stepped up tonight. Having a forecheck, playing them down low, that was part of our game plan, and we got guys that can do it, and makes it hard for them to defend that. So, it was fun to watch.
Awesome. Thank you, Charlie.